Chapter 13. The Example of Christ. Unpublished letter, dated July 2, 1903. Dear brother, at one time, you made the suggestion that if the managers of our institutions offered higher wages, they would secure a higher class of workmen and thus a higher grade of work. My brother, such reasoning is not in harmony with the Lord's plans. We are all His servants. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price, and we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are His. This is a lesson that we need to learn. We need the discipline so essential to the development of completeness of Christian character. Our institutions are to be entirely under the supervision of God. They were established in sacrifice, and only in sacrifice can their work be successfully carried forward. Upon all who are engaged in the Lord's work rests the responsibility of fulfilling the commission. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Christ Himself has given us an example of how we are to work. Read the 4th chapter of Matthew and learn what methods Christ, the Prince of Life, followed in His teaching. Leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And He saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed Him. And going on from thence, He saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And He called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed Him. These humble fishermen were Christ's first disciples. He did not say that they were to receive a certain sum for their services. They were to share with Him His self-denial and sacrifices. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. And there followed Him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and trate them. He gave what is known as the Sermon on the Mount, a discourse full of precious instruction for all who claim to be His disciples. His deeds of sympathy in restoring the sick to health had aroused a deep interest in His work, and had prepared the people to listen to His words. In every sense of the word, Christ was a medical missionary. He came to this world to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. He came as a healer of the bodies as well as the souls of human beings. His message was that obedience to the laws of the kingdom of God would bring men and women health and prosperity. Christ might have occupied the highest place among the highest teachers of the Jewish nation, but He chose rather to take the gospel to the poor. he went from place to place, that those in the highways and byways might catch the words of the gospel of truth. He labored in the way in which he desires his workers to labor today. By the sea, on the mountainside, in the streets of the city, his voice was heard, explaining the Old Testament scriptures. So unlike the explanation of the scribes and Pharisees was his explanation that the attention of the people was arrested. He taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. With clearness and power, he proclaimed the gospel message. Never was there such an evangelist as Christ. He was the majesty of heaven, but he humbled himself to take our nature, that he might meet men where they were. To all people, rich and poor, free and bond, Christ, the messenger of the covenant, brought the tidings of salvation. How the people flocked to him! From far and near they came for healing, and he healed them all. His fame as the great healer spread throughout Palestine, from Jerusalem to Syria. The sick came to the places through which they thought he would pass, that they might call on him for help, and he healed them of their diseases. Hither too came the rich, anxious to hear his words and to receive a touch of his hand. Thus he went from city to city, from town to town, preaching the gospel and healing the sick, the King of glory in the lowly garb of humanity. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich.